murder. The unlawful taking of the life of another living, breathing human being.
Judge Brandon Birmingham, among other cases, is known as the judge who recently presided over the trial of former Balch Springs police officer Roy Oliver. Besides doing his duties as a criminal judge in Dallas County, he's telling the world of his research in famous cases through a podcast, A Murderous Design. Judge Birmingham launched the podcast on Halloween last year about a man with Texas ties associated with Charles Manson.
I started with Charles Tex Watson of the Manson family, and Tex Watson was a guy from Denton. He went to North Texas, or it was called North Texas State at the time. He worked for Braniff Airlines. He just had all these ties, and so I decided to start looking into that case.
It's known to many about how the Beatles' White Album influenced Manson, but some may not know how the Beach Boys fit into the true crime story with Tex Watson.
A drummer for the most famous, or one of the most famous bands in the world, picking up a hitchhiker, but that's how things were back then. Then you juxtapose that with arguably the greatest album of all time, the White Album. People refer to that all the time, and everybody's familiar with those songs. I can promise you I never listened to any of those songs and thought the things that Charlie Manson did and how he pieced together this race war and that the Beatles were talking to him, and juxtaposed that with the Bible and Revelations, and you've got this magnificently fascinating story from the mind and the demented mind, the manic mind of Charlie Manson, and it was fascinating to me.
Birmingham has also put out a series on the trial of Charlie Albright. Albright was accused of doing things perhaps I'll leave out of this report, but you can hear all about it through his Honors podcast. The latest release is about the Trinity River Massacre.
That happened in 1971. Deputy sheriffs were serving a warrant, and they were overtaken by those that they were serving the warrant on, and three of them were executed down in the Trinity River. So that's what I've got this week. As far as something in the future, I put it out there actually on social media yesterday. You know, are there any cases? I've heard some people suggest Cullen Davis. I think that would be a fascinating trial that happened back in the 70s. I just received some information from Stephen Jones on the Timothy McVeigh case. Of course, Stephen Jones was Timothy McVeigh's lawyer, and I talked with him for an hour. Fascinating, fascinating trial, fascinating person. So you probably will hear some of that next time.
To hear the podcast, A Murderous Design, there are multiple ways you can go about. Judge Brandon Birmingham's work is available in several places.
You can go on to iTunes, you can go on to Spotify, or you can go on to Spreaker, or you can follow me on social media at Judge Birmingham. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Judge Birmingham hopes his work outside of the courtroom and behind the microphone can be a tool for the public to fully understand what goes on in the courtroom in an objective and truthful way. It's not sensationalism, he says. It's just the facts.
A Murderous Design.
Eric Bushman, WBAP News.